Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, man. Well, it's a nice day for the start of the Travelers Championship over in Cromwell. Nathan Grube is the tournament director, friend of the show, and he joins us for a few minutes now. Good morning. How are you?
Guys, good morning. I'm good. We're here. Here the balls are on the course flying around and players are playing making birdies already.
Yeah, a lot of birdies. We'll have another update in the 8:30 news. Obviously yesterday a difficult day with the withdrawal of four players with the positive tests of two caddies. Were you concerned at any point that the commission, and I know the commissioner's trip was planned. This was not, he didn't just get in a plane when Ricky Elliott and Ken Comboy tested positive. But were you at all concerned he was going to pull the plug?
You know, the tour has been great about this whole process. We've been in constant communication with them, you know, for the last few months, and then especially this week when things started to pick up. And they have an entire team here from a media standpoint where you can get just real-time feedback very quick, like, hey, here's what's happened. How do we feel about this? So, I mean, we weren't thinking that he was, you know, to your point, he was scheduled to come up. He was going to be here this week anyway. No, we didn't think that he was going to cancel the event, but he wanted to address it. You know, he wanted to talk about it, and there's a lot that was happening. We were just making sure we had all the information yesterday, and then the guys, you know, ended up doing what they did, you know, just saying, hey, out of an abundance of caution, even though we tested negative, we want to do the right thing. And so it's just, you know, just making sure everybody understands what's happening. So it's been a lot going on.
But, you know, the thing is, less than, say, previous years, I imagine you're busy, but probably not to the extent that you used to be, where you had shows to put on, you had events to put on, you had the crowd to control, you had a lot of stuff. Is it any easier, or is it actually harder this year?
So I would say this, Ray, I've kind of joked about this, that, you know, you would think if you invite a couple hundred thousand less people to your party, it would be easier, but it's been so many details, you know, with everything, but to your point, I mean, usually we're running Women's Day and concerts and baby showers and, you know, all these activities around the event. And then probably like midday Friday, you realize, oh my gosh, we have a golf tournament going on as well. But no, it's been all about the golf. It's been all about, you know, health and safety protocols, making sure we're doing this the right way. So it's different. It's a different kind of busy. It's a different kind of attention to detail. You know, still busy, but just in a totally different way.
What are the most interesting comments I've heard from the players? And by the way, let me give props to the PGA Tour media. They're making it easy for those of us in the media to be like we're there, those of us who can't be there, which is most of us. But the most surprising comment from the players is hearing how without the stands put up, they're seeing the course in an entirely different light than they've ever seen it before.
So, Joe, you know this, and right. So a golf course is your biggest asset when it comes to recruiting top players. I mean, if you do not have a good course, it's just really hard to get them to come play your event. And so when we're out there, you know, Andy Bissett and I from Travelers, we're out there talking to the guys over the years about their schedule and coming to play here and things like that. If you're trying to get them to come play your event with a bad course, it is an uphill battle from the get-go. So to have the guys, I don't know if being reminded is the right word, but I mean, our course has a great reputation on tour. And to your point, they're getting to see it, and the way it lays out and the sight lines and how it plays, I would put it up against, you know, any course out there when it comes to the how enjoyable it is for the fan or for the players. Then there's the fan piece of it that kind of is always such a signature part of our event, but, you know, the crowd noise and things like that. But getting them actually looking around going, wow, this is a beautiful piece of property that we can actually, you know, play. This course is phenomenal. It's been interesting to see them focus on that.
It'd be a little different on Sunday afternoon, though, making that walk up the fairway to 18.
It will. That's
be a little different. Yeah. Now, what do you do, for example, you've got all these, you know, the players that are going through today. How many people, where do they stay? I mean, do you have individual hotels? Are there things, protocols you have to follow? What are you having to do there?
So that was all that was really done in advance, right? We had to, any hotels where the players are staying, we had to get their health and safety protocols, submit those to the PGA Tour. They have a staff that looked at what those protocols were. Even when the players rented houses, we had to submit, hey, here's how it's going to be cleaned, here's how it's going to be prepared. And all that had to be signed off on prior to the players booking any reservations or things like that, just to know what environment they would be in. We had a lot of guys drive their own RVs this year so that they could kind of control their own environment. So, yes, I mean, we monitor that. We had a lot of those protocols in place before they even got here to make sure we were providing the safest environment we could.
Talking to Travelers Championship Tournament Director Nathan Group, currently three golfers tied for the lead at 3 under par. The one thing that's been noticeable over the first 2 weeks at Colonial and at Harbortown is the guys are scoring low. They're putting up some good numbers, and I would think with the weather conditions the way that they've been, we've got the possibility to see that this week too.
Yeah, to your point, I mean, it's so warm, they're having to water the greens a little bit more than maybe usual. You know, if it gets kind of, you know, lower 80s, maybe you don't have to water the greens as much, but if they soften up even the slightest bit, the guys have done all the calculations going, okay, my ball is only going to roll out, you know, a foot instead of 5 feet, so, you know, I'll be able to make more putts. So it wouldn't surprise me if you saw kind of that 17, 18 under number win this week, because I think they're going to be able to make a few more birdies than kind of the average, you know, 13, 14 under that we would typically see here at the end of the week.
Well, you know, what else is on the menu for today except making sure the tournament runs smoothly? But that's enough, isn't it?
There's the number of volunteers that we have just helping them from scoring to, you know, making sure the practice facility is the right way and making sure that the guys, if they need the equipment checked, and making sure that, you know, the broadcast is going on right now. So that kind of adds a different element of, you know, caution, and we've got to be careful around the golf course with the different camera angles. And then, you know, this is what they do. These are the best players in the world competing at the highest level, and the tournament is going on right now. And it's a different level of attention to detail, but it's pretty cool to see that we got here. I mean, you know, 3 months ago, wondering if we're going to be here, and then hearing that first tee shot this morning, it's like, okay, you know what, we prepped for it, we made it, and as a community, we can say we helped put this on and bring sport back, and so it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
And as you said about the TV coverage, it's different not just because Jim Nantz on the weekend will be the only one out there, and Faldo and whoever else they're using will be in Orlando. I mean, I guess the Dottie Pepper and Mark Immelman will be there, the on-course reporters too, and Amanda Baliones. But just the fact that they can't cover every shot like they have in the past. Like Bubba a couple weeks ago at Colonial shot like an amazing final round, and you never saw anything till the final putt on 18 because they don't have the same cameras that they usually have.
Yeah, I think they're learning just like we're learning, right? I mean, every week the broadcast is kind of tweaked a little bit, and to your point, it's like, I mean, they shrunk their crews. And really, I mean, the overall goal is how do we get as few people on property as possible and shrink this whole operation? And I think that, like, they're learning every week, like, to your point, how do we miss the X, Y, and Z? How do we get more coverage of these things? So they're learning like we're learning. So it'll be interesting to see this week what they learned from last week and applying it to our broadcast.
How many volunteers are working?
Oh, gosh. We typically have about 4,000
right.
In a normal year. We probably have under 200 this year. It's really slimmed down.
Won't need any marshals out there holding up the quiet sign.
No, so Ray, actually, it's funny. The tournament in Texas, the tournament director called me. He said, "You wouldn't think that you need quiet signs, but he said, be careful how loud it is because there's no structures and like somebody might make a noise on the 18th green that all of a sudden you can hear on the 18th tee." He said, "Don't throw away all your quiet signs. You actually might need them." So it's
all right,
interesting how noise travels right now.
That's funny. Hey, Nathan, thanks for a few minutes.
Thanks,
we always
Nathan.
Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you next week and see how everything came out. Thank you.
Guys, sounds good. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, Nathan Grube, Travelers Tournament Director.
Joe, you've played that course, right?
Yes, poorly.
All right, but you still played it. But, I mean, I've never seen it without all the stuff set up.
Well, normally when we play it, we either play it on Media Day or for the first tee, Christy Miller's first tee tournament.
Right.
And they're beginning to put the structures up at that time. So oh, okay. I don't remember ever really playing it and not seeing, you know, structures
it
on the
naked,
course.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.